This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, and it's going to be a roller coaster ride here on a Wednesday, so let me get you prepped for everything that's on tap. You know I don't do mass shooting radio, and I'm certainly not going to do it now, but we are going to have a discussion about weapons, evil people, evil governments. That's going to dominate the first hour. We're going to talk to BK about people getting their heads cut off in Mexico. We're going to talk about RICO charges against George Soros, Democrats lying to you, all that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, before I go to the rest of our regularly scheduled program, remember that there are families tonight that need your prayer. And contrary to what you've heard on the news today, prayer is really, really important. Really important. God is real. So is the devil. And he listens when you pray. And there are families who had the worst day of their lives today, and they need those prayers right now. It's more important than listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, I promise you. Say a prayer, please, for those families. Now, I want to discuss something with you. And it's going to be the last thing in the world you care about at this exact moment, especially given the news today. But as I often say, you're going to have to stay with me. I'm going somewhere with this. The reason I say it's the least important thing to you, unless, of course, you're listening from the UK, which I know we have a lot of people who do, is because we are going across the pond. Because I had a conversation earlier today. I did an interview with Tommy Robinson. He's that British journalist talking about what has happened in the UK. And believe me, this is going to come back home. Just stay with me. In the UK, their Labour Party, they're Democrats, they're communists. They run the UK. They run Scotland. They run Ireland. They run the UK. The communists do. And as we've discussed many times before on this show, they understand the biggest threat to them are patriotic citizens. So, they came up with a plan. And the plan is quite simple. Grab foreigners. Grab as many of them as you possibly can. Bring them in. They'll vote for you. You keep them out of prison for all the crimes they commit. And the patriotic people, they won't be able to stop you because they'll be outnumbered. Now, what this has done, because they brought in legions of men from the rapiest countries on the planet. I need to explain this. Pakistan, Afghanistan, Syria. These are not just, quote, Muslim countries. People simplify it and make it Muslim countries. Different Muslim cultures can be different, can be very different from each other. In these cultures, Western women, white women especially ones who don't, you know, don't cover themselves. They don't wear burkas, you know, the shorts. God forbid you show some shoulder or something like that. Are meant to be slaves and meant to be raped. That is how that culture thinks. It is ingrained in them. It's what they believe. They believe that's what Western women are for. Enslave them and rape them. Enslave them and rape them. And they have brought in hordes of those people and spread them all over the UK. But wait, it actually gets worse. They put them in virtually every town. They immediately do what they know how to do. They congregate and they begin raping and torturing and killing all the white women and girls, mainly children, they can possibly get their hands on. The statistics are unbelievable. Unbelievable. You are prey if you are a woman over there. They'll put them in 4-star hotels, and if they see a British woman in the hotel, they will drag her into the room and rape her and possibly kill her. This is going on across the United Kingdom. But it actually gets so much worse than that. They don't have any guns. And the cops, remember, in the end, as much as I do love my cops, cops are government employees. They work for the government. Let me ask you something. How many cops in the United States of America refuse to enforce COVID mandates? How many? Yeah. You know what the cops do over there? You want to hear an unbelievable story? And I could sit here and go on and on, but I'm not going to because I want to bring this back home to us. They grabbed, I believe she was 12, maybe 13. 12 or 13-year-old girl. The rape gangs grabbed her, dragged her into a home where they began to abuse her endlessly. Father and his friend found out about it. Of course, like any dad would, races down there to save his baby girl. The cops showed up and arrested the father and didn't even remove the daughter from the house. Showed up, arrested the dad, and drove away. Let me ask you something. Do you believe our leftists, our Democrats, our Gavin Newsoms, our AOCs, our Jasmine Crockett's, do you believe they're different than the Labour Party in the UK? Do you think they're better people? Do you think they would never do such a thing? Let me explain this as clearly as I possibly can. What I just described in the UK is everything America's Democrats want for you and your town. Gunless, defenseless, hordes of barbaric foreigners in your child's school with your daughter, your wife being preyed upon, and you not even allowed to defend them. If they so much as think you're insulting them, they would throw you in prison in a heartbeat. And you know the only reason that we are not exactly where they are is because we have guns. Did you know that? It is the only reason. If they had a monopoly on force, a monopoly on violence, they would bring horrors into this country like you can't possibly imagine. And they know it. And they know that your possession of guns, whether or not you personally have them, they know the patriotic Americans' possession of guns is the one thing that stops them from doing everything they're currently doing in the UK, in Ireland, in Scotland, in Germany, in France. All those people who run those countries, they all share the same sick, demonic, communist religion of America's Democrats. And the only reason you are not prey like a French woman wandering through the Muslim part of town is because you and yours have guns that you can use to kill bad people with. And the government knows it. America's Democrats know it. They know that your arms are the only thing that holds them back from doing all these things and worse to you. And they hate it. I've described to you before, it's like they've climbed Mount Everest and they can see the summit. They're almost to the top, but there's this wall that's preventing them from reaching it. From reaching their final goal. And they can taste it. They can see it. They can almost touch it. But they can't get to their final goal. And that final goal for them is getting rid of your guns so they can send their street animals after you with reckless abandon. They would send hordes and hordes of these demons to your child's school, to your house, to your neighborhood. They'd fill up your neighborhood with Pakistanis in a heartbeat. And you'd be like a wounded gazelle on the prairie out there, surrounded by lions. And they'd love to do it. They did it as fast as they possibly could when Joe Biden took over. And I wanted to drive this point home because of what happened today. And more specifically, because of the response after it happened today. We must understand what the motivation is. It's always about you. They're always after you. No matter what the issue is, they are plotting and they are scheming and they are coming up with new and improved ways so they can finally hurt you. And you better know that. And if you don't, you don't have any idea the evil you're up against. We will expand on this some more in a moment. Now is as good a time as any to say, get your energy up. Evil is out there. Evil people are in charge, running many places in this country. How's your testosterone? You think we're going to survive this by being low T weenies? You've got another thing coming. Get your testosterone up. And I don't mean go down to the clinic and jam needles into your arm. Natural herbal supplements from Chalk. C-H-O-Q. I take a male vitality stack. Maybe that's not for you. Maybe you want to do chocolate powder. It's vitamins and minerals. You put it in a smoothie or milk in the morning, whatever. Female vitality stacks. You want to feel great? You want to feel 20 years younger? It's right there. Do it naturally. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. I guarantee you, you will email me and thank me. Everyone else does. About to change your life. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We are discussing being an armed society, why it is so important, because, of course, in the wake of this horrible, horrible demon killing a bunch of Catholic kids today, you turned on the television and were met with a whole lot of this garbage.
It, of course, makes me think about guns and all the work we've done to ban these automatic rifles and to do something when it comes to...
They went to the TV and talked about this.
Don't just say this is about thoughts and prayers right now. These kids were literally praying. It was the first week of school. They were in a church.
Crapping on your prayers. Grabbing your guns. These are the experts they bring on.
It seemed like a rifle, he said, a semi-automatic rifle, and it went on for several minutes.
Right, and look, that's not uncommon as well. These things can shoot dozens of bullets, you know, in just one trigger pull, right? And so,
yeah, that's not how semi-automatic works anyway. Why does this happen every time? Well, here's how the pattern works. You see, it's quite simple. You know, the elite communists and street communists are separate divisions, but they work together. Politicians, media pundits, billionaires, those are the elite communists. They're trying to grab more money and power at all times. That's their motivation. Money and power. Money and power. But they know they need violence for that. You need violence for that when you're having a revolution. Thus, street communists. They go find legions of malcontents, messed up people, angry, bitter people, and they recruit them into the fold. They'll create as many of those people as they possibly can too. Then, now that you have an army of mentally ill people, angry, twisted, demonic, then what do? You go to them and tell them, hey, those are Nazis. Look at those Nazis. Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. White supremacist Nazi. Look at Donald Trump. Look at Donald Trump. Look, he's like Hitler. Nazi Hitler. Nazi Hitler. Nazi Hitler. Over and over and over and over and over again. And I know these things only make you roll your eyes, but you're not a mentally ill demon. Mentally ill demons take these words and they take them to heart. And then they go out and they do exactly what the elite communists want them to do. They hurt people. They hurt things. They firebomb pregnancy centers. They stab, shoot, vandalize. They do all the things communist street animals do. And then after that is done, then comes the coup de grace, the whole point of all this. Then the elite communists say, look, better give us your guns. Look at that. Hey, look at how violent these people are. Whoa, that's crazy. Give me your guns. That's why they do it. That is the plan. Issue these marching orders. You sit back and wait because you know one of these demons will do something terrible. They always are. And as soon as it's done, they try to disarm you. It's always about you. All of it. You. I hope this makes you sleep better at night. It certainly makes me sleep better. Did you know that you occupy the minds of the elite communists? Maybe not you specifically by name, but who you are, what you believe, what you want. It is the only threat to them and all the money and power they want to grab, and they know it, and they hate it. That's why they bring in as many foreigners as they possibly can. That's why they disarm you. That's why they try everything in their power to destroy you. You occupy their thoughts at all times. And the scorn they have for you, mocking you at all. This is Jen Psaki. This was the White House press secretary from earlier today. When kids are getting shot in their pews at a Catholic school mass, and your crime plan is to have the National Guard put mulch down around D.C., maybe rethink your strategy. That's what she said. She couldn't wait till the bodies were cold. Immediately, it was about attacking Donald Trump and something completely unrelated. We are dealing with anti-human demons. Arm yourself. Remember back in July, do you remember, by the way, back in July when I said this?
Right now there is an escalation that I have not seen in my lifetime. The rhetoric will and is increasing, and therefore the violence will and is increasing. This is now going to increase from here. Organized, planned street violence. And the animals who commit this kind of violence are going to move on from hard targets like BORTAC, and they're going to come to your church. They're going to come to your child's school. They're going to find soft targets where they can hurt the people they want to hurt. They're not going to accept failure forever. This is not to get you to hide or even be afraid or stay in your home. This is to let you know to keep your eyes open. Carry if you can, and be ready to protect yourself, because organized street communism in this country is going to increase from here.
What's a soft target in your life? How is the security at your child's school? And when I say security, I don't mean a fat security guard who makes $6 an hour, sits there unarmed with the taser. Do you have legitimate security? What about your church? Do you carry in church? What's your church security like? Remember, they tried to fight BORTAC, the SWAT team of Border Patrol, only those guys are studs, and so they failed and they just died. And I told you, they weren't going to stop. A shark has to eat, and these demons have to commit acts of violence. They're going to move and go after what they can. Make preparations.
We're going to move off of this for the most part. I do want to talk about some tranny stuff, but make preparations. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
2026 marks the 250th anniversary of America. The soul of this country is found in the stories of those who defended it. I'm J.R. Martinez, a U.S. Army veteran. I know that true valor isn't just a word. It's a choice made in a split second. That's why I'm honored to bring you a brand new season of Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage from Pushkin Industries and iHeart Podcast. You'll fly into the heart of a rescue mission with Air Force pilot James Fleming in Vietnam.
I'm going to put you out in the middle of hell. If you have to come home, I'll bring you home. That's my duty. It's my honor.
We'll also travel back to 1926 to witness Richard Byrd's historic flight over the North Pole. These are more than just stories of combat. They are testaments to leadership, community, and the human spirit. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And so let's wrap up this talk here really quickly with just a couple different things. First, there's a lot of chatter today, even from some on the right, saying things like, get guns out of the hands of mentally ill people. So we're talking red flag laws. That's what it is. I would highly, highly recommend you look into the psychiatry profession before you start championing that cause. Who's the liberal Aunt Peggy in your life? Whoever it is, do they consider you mentally ill? You're going to ask some filthy communist psychiatrist. You're going to ask them to decide who is and isn't mentally ill. And then the government gets to show up and take your guns. That's one. Two, a lot of people are also talking about throwing trans people into asylums. And look, obviously, I have no problem with that. They need help, genuine help, of course. But I believe in going to the root of problems, not just treating the symptoms, the root of the problem. The root of the problem is this. This is being pushed onto people. It's being pushed in the media. It's being pushed in schools. It's being pushed by doctors. It's being pushed by psychiatrists. It's being pushed over and over and over again. I've told you this before, and a lot of people don't know this. A lot of the tranny activism, at least in Texas, I can say, I'm sure it's the same everywhere, is funded by Big Pharma. The pharmaceutical companies want you hooked on these insanely expensive tranny drugs for the rest of your life because you're like a human ATM machine just shelling out cash to them. There is an entire industry, and a lucrative one, in creating mentally ill people. That is how we get to the root of the problem. That. I mean, look, I'm looking at this headline here, and I'm thrilled about the headline, don't get me wrong. Trump calls for RICO charges to be filed against George Soros. If we want to take apart a criminal network, why don't we take apart the tranny criminal network? Every single part of it. The doctors, the psychiatrists, the pharmaceutical companies. Why don't we start taking down this network that is creating these people? They're being forced they're forcing this stuff onto kids, onto children, behind their parents' backs. This should come with arrests. If you're a teacher and you push that onto a child, you should go to prison for 10 years immediately. If you're a doctor who has ever performed one of these surgeries on a child, that should be treated like aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Felony. Goodbye.
Forget medical license gone, your freedom gone. Go to the big house. Start tackling the problem at its root. And the root of the problem is there's an industry around this stuff. And do keep in mind, as I mentioned in the open, we're moving away from this stuff. There's other good things happening. Demons are real. God is real. And the devil fights too. Just keep that in mind. Let's do some emails. It's been too heavy. I'm going to do some emails. By the way, we have BK coming up halfway through next hour. Apparently people are getting their heads chopped off in Mexico. You know he's going to want to talk about that. And the final hour, we'll do some Daniel Turner stuff. We'll bounce around a little bit, do some other things. So let's move away from this. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, I'm writing to thank you for the Abby Gates segment from Tuesday's show. The genuine veneration you have for our military brothers and sisters is rare and admirable. If you read this, please share this message to the families of those 13 brave souls. Your child, daughter, sister, or brother is not forgotten. In your darkest time, our leaders may have forsaken you, but the rest of us did not and will not. You carry the burden of that sacrifice, but you have a nation of hands willing to share it with you. I am not an emotional guy, but I wept during TAPS. You keep doing you, brother. Yeah, we got a lot of emails last night to open up the show. I think I took an hour. I might have took more than that. Just trying to honor those brave souls. Anyway, I'm glad we did it. I felt obligated to do it. Hey, Jesse, I was fascinated by your conversation with Brandon Weikert on Monday. One question I had that I hope you can provide some details on: how did China get a monopoly on rare earth minerals? Okay, so Weikert talked about that a lot, and China owns 90%. Now, rare earth minerals, as I said, it's a term that gets thrown around a lot without explanation. So let me just break this down as simply as I possibly can. Technological advances, they are everything for a country. You can't fall behind technologically or you will die. You will be conquered eventually. The entire history of the world is more technologically advanced peoples conquering less technologically advanced peoples. It's how it works. The more advanced technologically a society is, they're just going to have better stuff, better everything, better weapons, better information, better this, better that. These, quote, rare earth minerals, they are necessary components of things like satellites. And all advanced tech needs these things. We don't think like that because most human beings, myself included, we don't know how things are made, really. You're not in a factory creating a satellite. You don't know where this part's made and how this part's made. And we just kind of think that the stuff just shows up. I'm sure they ordered it on Amazon, but you have to pull that stuff out of the ground. These critical materials have to be pulled out of the ground. China controls 90% of it. 90% of it across the globe. How'd they do it? Money. They bribed people. It's called the Belt and Road Initiative. It has a name. Lots of these places are in places like Africa. Lots of these rare earth minerals are in places like Africa. And China shows up. While we were screwing around in Iraq and Afghanistan, China was on the move, walking into these places. You know, you have some government that's poor. The country's poor, usually corrupt. China shows up essentially with a briefcase full of cash and says, hey, that's a pretty sweet lithium mine you got out there. I'd like to control that lithium mine, all of it. In exchange, though, because they're not just going to give it to me, we're going to set you up with a nice little bank account, mansion in Barbados. We're going to build critical infrastructure for you. We'll go ahead. We'll put roads in for you there. Maybe get you a modern school, make you more popular with the people. We're going to be here for you. And all it's going to cost is that lithium right over there. And it's really that simple. Over and over and over again, they track down these rare earth minerals, wanting to take the lead on us, and they simply
bribe their way into it. China is a bribery country. Remember, we just had that. I'm going to ask BK about this next hour. Remember, we just had that Navy guy looking at potentially life in prison for stealing things for China? For what? 12 grand. Which I still can't believe anybody would risk life in prison for 12 grand. Well, maybe Chris would, but most people wouldn't. $12,000. China hands out money. Why does your university have a Confucius Institute where your child learns how to be a Chi Com? Money. China showed up. Hey, Harvard, here's a nice little check. Anyway, I'd like to get some more communism in this curriculum. Is that cool with you? Don't forget about the check. I got a check here. Bribery. It's a bribery nation. Anyway, let's do some more of these. Next.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Actually, it's been kind of a rough Wednesday, to be honest with you. And apparently it's going to get even rougher because now I'm going to have to get lectured about my diet from the doctor. This is RFK Jr.
In the future, doctors won't just prescribe drugs. They'll be able to prescribe diets as well. By confidently screening for diet-related diseases and collaborating with nutrition experts to recommend food-based solutions.
That sounds terrible. And don't get me wrong, I know it's the right thing to do, but I don't want to get lectured by my doctor. I already have a wife. I don't need to be lectured about the things that I'm eating. Now I'm never going to give blood again. Now he's going to look, what, Chris? Now he's going to look at my blood work and he's going to say, look, I can see the Taco Bell in your blood work. I can actually see that you ordered extra cheese. I can tell right now. I'm not getting scolded, Chris. Bronco, if we would have entered World War II in September of 1939, oh gosh, what if? If we would have entered World War II in September of 1939, Germany would have canceled their plans to invade Russia. That means Russia would have never been an ally. Imagine if we did what Patton wanted to and turned our war machine against Russia, conquering it completely and turning it into a capitalist republic. Sometimes what seems like a ludicrous idea would have actually changed the world for a better. I mean, look, it's a fun historical what if. It's a fun what if we'd done this, what if we'd done that. But the United States of America was not, up until fairly recently, an interventionist country. We did not get involved in other people's wars, even big ones. Even big ones against countries we didn't like. Remember, Nazi Germany was well known in America and well hated. We hated the Nazis. We knew they were evil pieces of crap. It was well known. And even with that knowledge, there was no appetite at all to go to war. FDR, running for president, had to campaign on that. I'm not sending your boys to war. We're not going to war. Don't worry, we won't be part of the war. Until we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, there is no appetite, none whatsoever for that. Absolutely none. So, I mean, look, it's a fascinating what if. What if we actually treated China like an enemy? You know, I read headlines like this. Wuhan PhD student pleads no contest to smuggling roundworm biomaterial to a Michigan lab. Remember? We had a PhD student try to smuggle essentially a bioweapon into the United States of America. This information comes on the heels of the announcement that we're allowing 600,000 of them in. Do you hear Ashley Moody out of Florida hear this?
This should shock no one. So the report came out. It said right now in the United States of America, at one of our universities, there is an organized, orchestrated spy ring. When I was told that there was a Chinese law in place that required Chinese nationals, including students that come to the United States on visas, there's a law in the books that says they have to provide intelligence gathering and information to the CCP. We also had information in Congress before I even got here that they were setting up these programs to organize spies and push them into our universities using visas. And when I got here and realized that there was no law stopping the visa program, even though we had that information, I immediately launched a bill that would end visas for Chinese students.
Yeah. Remember, if you are a Chinese student, you don't get to just, we're used to this in America where If you're a wealthy kid, you go study abroad. I'm going to Oxford for a semester or something like that. I had a buddy who did that. He was rich. I'm going to Oxford. In China, you have to get the government's permission to do that. And in order to get the government's permission, the government, that this is all laid out. These are all factual things. The government tells you, yeah, well, you work for us. You know that, right? So when I tell you, you have to do this or have to do that or have to steal this or have to spy on that, you're going to do it. Not good. You know what is good? Being a robe guy. Don't shake your head, Chris. Jealousy is overwhelming. You could have a robe. Cozy Earth has them. You could have a Cozy Earth has robes. They also have the greatest their sheets are bamboo, which I should probably ask them about that. I thought bamboo was like a stick. So I don't have any, I don't know how they turn that into like the softest sheets in the world. But here's the problem. I sweat at night. I get hot. They can breathe. And they're so freaking comfortable. Cozy Earth has all that. They have robes and sheets. They have pants. They have, I have your next travel pant. I think they call them everyday pants. You are going to love them. It's like wearing sweats, only they look nice enough that your wife won't yell at you. Ladies, they have all kinds of weird cream things that Ob is in love with. This is the best stuff ever. Go get some Cozy Earth merch. And now that they're partners of the show, up to 40% off. Bed, bath, apparel, CozyEarth.com. Promo code Jesse gets you up to 40% off. Go crazy. And believe me, you're going to go crazy. My wife most definitely has. Part-time radio host, this guy says. You talked this week a lot about American manufacturing during World War II winning the war. Tom Clancy said that the Army realized in the 19th century that the way to win was to mass produce things instead of soldiers. My question is, if it takes over a year to build a single F-35, has this philosophy changed? We see all the mass production of drones in Ukraine being a key part of battles, so if we went to war with a real military power, would we lose because we can't mass produce military things? I'm assuming this is going to be mainly about China. And look, we have war gamed China. We lost. Now, I don't think China can come here, but I also don't know that we can go there. And the reason we lost that war game, well, there were a variety of reasons, but the reason we lost was we ran out of missiles. We have this illusion that we are still a manufacturing giant of a country. And don't go wrong, we do manufacture some things. But we are not the manufacturing hub we were during World War II. Our politicians, Republican and Democrat, ripped that up and sent it overseas. And it should be noted, the environmental regulations too. We allowed the environmentalists to worm their way through our country. And now it's just too freaking expensive. There are too many regulations. It's awful to try to create something here. Go talk to someone who runs a steel factory or something like that. The hoops you have to jump through are insane. And so companies, they just take their business elsewhere. We make it impossible to manufacture things here. Now, I want to give them credit. I've criticized Trump for this Chinese students thing, but when it comes to manufacturing, he knows what I just said is true, and he is on it. But remember, he's only got 4 years. This is a problem that has been years and years and years in the making. Years in the making. Now we're having to deal with this thing, and it's a freaking nightmare, an absolute nightmare to try to put it back together. And you always run the risk of another Democrat gets elected, and oh, look, they just stopped everything because that's what they'll do. They'll get in there, and even if you've gotten a plant up and running, remember the Keystone Pipeline? Finally good to go. We're good to go. Biden gets in there. Beep, gone. Over. Anyway, we have another hour. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As America marks its 250th anniversary, we're looking back at 2.5 centuries of rebellion and liberty through the eyes of the heroes who defended it.
The whole thing about this country is freedom. If we're not careful, we could lose that.
On Medal of Honor, Stories of Courage, we bring you the defining moments of valor that went above and beyond the call of duty. Listen to Medal of Honor on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.